after a game like that last night where you have some chances as a team but it doesn't go in, whether it's a hot goalie or whatever, what's the mindset of your crew today as you build on last night but also now start to move forward to the matinee against Minnesota?
Yeah, obviously there were, you know, some good chances there. Riddick stood on his head for a little bit, but we went over video. We know the things that we didn't do great last night. We know the things that we did do great. So for the most part, we just got to put that one in the past.
Can you give us a bit of insight on kind of the focal point moving forward then for Minnesota and what you will key on as a group?
We just got to play our game. We got to play simple. We got to get pucks deep. We can't get hung up in some tough areas. So the biggest thing is just get back to our game. It's always a tough game after a break or anything like that. So, it was a good skate today, and we'll be ready for tomorrow.
Mark, Minnesota's kind of hit a bit of a rough patch here. So what do you expect from them coming in? Maybe some desperation on their part?
We expect a tough game. Minnesota's a great team. They play solid throughout their lineup, and we have to be ready for a grind. It's not going to be easy. It never is easy against Minnesota, and you've got to be prepared for that.
How does their back end kind of change without Dumba back there?
Yeah, it's definitely changes a lot. Dumba was having a great year. Obviously, his shot on the power play is dangerous, so they definitely missed that. But they got a lot of good D-men there. Spurgeon, Brodin, Suter. A lot of talented defensemen back there. So and they play tough. Especially with a guy like Pattern on the back end. They play hard. They're gonna make you work for ice, and makes for a challenging game.
Mark, what's your read of maybe the Central Division right now, where some of those teams, Minnesota we just mentioned, but Nashville, Colorado, even Dallas, all have had their struggles lately? Not a lot of teams maybe putting up the points right now. Is that just a cyclical thing rather than maybe a bigger trend in the division?
I think, a lot of teams are dealing with injury. You see Nashville, missing Forsberg, Arvidsson, that's two pretty big guys, big players in their lineup that they're missing. Minnesota obviously is missing Dumba. You're going to go through that adversity, and sometimes there's a little bit of that adjustment period, but we don't expect that to last long. They all are great teams. They're all going to grind it out till the end, and they can win on any given night, no matter who's in the lineup. So for us, it's just got to be focused on us playing our game, us focusing on our games, and getting the wins when we can.